second episode of Dover Road. This episode is about a listener who was one of a few residents left in an old apartment building that was marked to be demolished. The neighbors had moved out one by one, and as he waited for his time to move, he had to watch as the place became quieter, desolate, and lonely. While coming home late one night, he encountered an unworldly experience that to this day remained fresh in his memories, something he never wished to experience again. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries.
Disclaimer. This is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
As I walked, the HDB flats loomed like giant monoliths in the dimly lit surroundings. The night was thick with humidity as I trudged through the quiet streets of a Dover Road, HDB neighborhood. The clock on my phone read 3:15 in the morning. I had stayed out later than I should have, engrossed in a friend's birthday celebration, and now I was paying the price. As I walked, the buzz of the city had given way to an eerie silence that was only interrupted by the occasional rustle of leaves in the wind. My footsteps echoed in this stillness, and I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being watched. I had lived in this neighborhood for years and had walked these streets countless times. But tonight was different, probably because most of the blocks on this particular street are slated to be demolished and almost all of the residents have moved elsewhere. Only a few residents left had yet to move out, and I was one of them. An unsettling aura clung to the air, a heaviness that made my skin crawl. I quickened my pace, desperate to reach the safety of my apartment. My path took me past Block 35, a building that always made me uneasy. It was totally devoid of residents, dark and foreboding. It was rumored to be haunted, a place where strange occurrences were said to happen. I had scoffed at the stories, dismissing them as mere superstition. But as I approached the building that night, a shiver ran down my spine. The stories kept flashing through my mind, and I tried very hard to push them away. I kept my eyes forward, not daring to glance at the darkened windows of Block 35. But then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a figure standing in the shadows. My heart skipped a beat, and I turned to look, but there was no one there. I blamed it on my tired eyes playing tricks on me and continued walking even though my heart was beating wildly at that moment. As I passed the entrance of Block 35, I heard faint whispers in the wind. It was as if the very walls of the building were murmuring secrets that I couldn't quite make out. I shook my head, trying to dismiss the eerie sensation that had settled over me, but it clung to me like a second skin. I reached the lift of Block 38, my apartment block. Even though there were only a few residents left, the place was well lit and looked more welcoming compared to the empty and desolate Block 35. I quickened my pace and stepped into the lift that would take me up to my floor. I pressed the button and the doors slid open with a soft ding. I stepped inside and hit the button for my floor. But the lift didn't move. It just stood there, the doors open, as if it were waiting for something. I felt a growing sense of unease as I tried to press the button for the doors to close, but it wouldn't respond. Panic began to creep in as I realized that the lift would not budge, and I was standing alone in an open lift. I pounded on the buttons, but they remained unresponsive. Sweat beaded on my forehead as I kept looking outside, fearing that something horrifying might rush in and trap me in the lift with it. That's when I smell it, a faint, sweet fragrance. It was like the soft scent of a frangipani flower lingering in the confined space of the lift. I strained to take a whiff, trying to place where the fragrance came from. My fear began this time, drawn in by a most horrible foul smell, the vile and putrid stench of which was so pungent that it made me choke. My stomach churned as I gasped for air. The lights in the lift flickered and dimmed, casting eerie shadows that danced around me. I felt a cold breeze. The foul smell grew heavier, wrapping around me like a cocoon. As suddenly as it had begun, the stench disappeared. From the corner of my eye, something moved. I could have sworn it was the same figure that I had seen at Block 35. Before I could run out of the lift doors closed and the lift jolted to life. It started ascending, carrying me to my floor. I felt a movement behind me, but I was too scared to turn around to look. I stared at the panel's moving numbers, willing the lift to move faster. When the doors opened, I stepped out, disoriented and shaken. I glanced back at the lift, but it was just a normal, empty lift. I stumbled to my apartment door and fumbled for my keys. As I finally entered, the feeling of being watched returned. I locked the door behind me and turned on all the lights. But the unease didn't dissipate. I couldn't shake the feeling that something had followed me home from Block 35. I tried to rationalize my experience, chalking it up to exhaustion and a vivid imagination. But as I lay in bed, I couldn't shake the memory of the fragrance and the eerie whispers. Sleep eluded me that night, and I couldn't escape the feeling that I had encountered something otherworldly while walking past Block 35 and had shared the lift ride with me. The next morning, I tried to put the experience behind me, convincing myself that it had all been a dream or a hallucination brought on by fatigue. But every time I passed Block 35 in In broad daylight, I couldn't help but glance up at its windows, wondering if the stories of hauntings were more than just superstition. I have since moved out of the neighborhood. Dover Road HDB neighborhood, blocks 29 to block 39 have been demolished to make way for future development projects. To this day, I can't be certain what I encountered that night. But one thing is for sure, I will never come home late at night again, even though I am now living in a dense neighborhood that never seems to sleep. One encounter is more than enough to scar me for life.
As with all old apartment buildings slated to be demolished, residents will always have to be displaced. While waiting for their time to move, they will live in their unit while their neighbors move out, one at a time. The eventual eerie quietness that settles in can be quite unnerving. With it comes the sense of despair and loneliness that associates itself with a dead neighborhood devoid of human energy. The good thing is, it's only temporary. In land scarce Singapore, these things are inevitable. After all, it's all in the name of future development. So, if you want to drop us feedback or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms, as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.